Dr. Pinsky with a case review on Faustino, F-A-U-S-T-I-N-O, Tejada, T-E-J-A-D-A. As you know, I recently performed a case review on the above captioned file dated 1-16-23. I've now been supplied with a full set of medical records pertaining to this case. For this show, Mr. Tejada was seen at urgent care on 6-29-21. For an injury that occurred on 6-28-21. Pretty was carrying a box down a flight of stairs with two co-workers, and the one in the middle could not carry the object. Pretty made force to not drop the object, and his left leg tensed up, causing immediate pain and bruising shortly after. Pretty could not bend his left knee and was experiencing pain when sitting long periods of time. But he also had low back pain radiating down the posterior aspect of the left upper leg and knee without numbness or tingling. He was found to be neurologically intact. He had a normal gait and stance. The rocket of maneuvers at the left knee were normal. There was abnormal motion and swelling at the knee associated with tenderness by palpation. X-rays of the lumbar spine, femur, and knee were performed. He was diagnosed with low back pain, left lower leg strain, for which he was placed on crutches and prescribed naproxen. New paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, on 7-2-21. He noted having seen this claimant in November 2019 when he was being treated for a meniscal tear, at which time he was not interested in having surgery. He also had a popliteal cyst. Relative to the subject event, he was carrying a 10-by-12 piece of sheet metal with two other gentlemen. The middle person lost his footing and he had to compensate. Pretty strained his back and his knee gave way. Since then, he had significant pain in the low back radiating down his left leg into the calf and his knee was painful. He ambulated with an antalgic gait and a limited range of motion in his back. There was a moderate sized effusion of the knee and a positive McMurray's maneuver. Dr. Gehrman noted x-rays of the lumbar spine. His impression was a 67-year-old with a re-injury of his left knee and back. He recommended continuation of naproxen and initiation of cyclobenzaprine. Corticosteroid injection was done after joint aspiration was performed. He followed up here and remained symptomatic. In paragraph on 9-8-21, the left knee MRI was done to be inserted here. On 10-28-21, Dr. Gehrman performed left knee arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy, as well as extensive debridement of fat pad, soft tissue, and synovium of the left knee. The postoperative diagnoses were left knee medial meniscal tear with underlying arthritis and hypertrophic inflamed synovium and fat pad. These roughly correlate with the presumptive diagnosis I utilized in calculating the impairment rating at his knee. He subsequently underwent another surgery by Dr. Gehrman on 5-26-22 involving manipulation under anesthesia, arthroscopy with extensive debridement of scar tissue throughout the knee, as well as partial lateral meniscectomy of the left knee. The postoperative diagnoses were postoperative contracture, hypertrophic scar tissue and synovitis throughout the knee, comma, and lateral meniscal tear of the left knee, period. His early to moderate tricompartmental degenerative joint disease was unchanged from his initial surgery in October 2021, period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Gehrman, running through 10/5/22, period. At that visit, motion was from 0 to approximately 130 degrees with minimal discomfort. Period, there was no instability, and he ambulated with a normal gait. Pretty had good quadriceps tone and could contract them and do a straight leg raising. Pretty had no significant effusion. Pretty, his incisions were well healed and his knee was benign in appearance. Pretty, Dr. Gehrman diagnosed resolved knee pain with underlying moderate to severe patellofemoral arthritis, status post-arthroscopy, comma, partial meniscectomy, comma, and manipulation under anesthesia, comma, overall doing well. Pretty, he was released from care to work without restrictions of maximum medical improvement, period. Mr. Tejada informed the physician that most of the job actually entails sitting in the high-low, which is H-I, capital L-O, machine, period. Next section, findings and conclusions. I will rate this case for a recurrent tear of the left knee medial meniscus treated with partial meniscectomy. Period, obviously, any impairment rating takes into account the fact that he did have a pre-existing meniscal tear. Period, in any event, he did undergo this surgery and ended up needing a second procedure with manipulation under anesthesia, period. In paragraph, he eventually had a good recovery with full painless range of motion of the knee with only minimal tenderness, period. There was no effusion, and he did not have an intelligent gait, period. In paragraph, I will rate this case accordingly and likely contribute some of the additional pathology of underlying degenerative joint disease in the adjustment section of the rating, period, end.